WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our current temperature is 64 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Dr. Anthony Fauci, formerly the government's top infectious disease doctor, will testify publicly for the first time in 2 years.
A subcommittee has released a transcript of closed-door interviews with Fauci in January in which he was questioned about whether he knew about former colleagues allegedly skirting public records laws. In one email exchange, a former colleague wrote to another, "There is no worry about Freedom of Information Act requests. I can either send stuff to Tony on his private Gmail or hand it to him at work or at his house. He is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble."
ABC's Allison Kosick. Hunter Biden's trial opens in federal court in Dover, Delaware today. He's charged with lying when he purchased a gun in 2018. One person killed, 24 wounded and injured in a shooting in a large outdoor party in Akron, Ohio. No arrests. This is ABC News. Live Nation confirmed a massive data breach by a criminal threat actor that tried to sell customer details of more than a half billion people on the dark web.
It doesn't appear that passwords were compromised, but if you have a Ticketmaster account, experts recommend changing your password as a precaution, using two-factor authentication, and never share your personal or financial information with online solicitors.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Around Seattle, they call him the Beltdown Hellcat. President, I should say, his name is Miles Hudson, and he's accused of racing his souped-up Dodge Charger through downtown Seattle at night when people are trying to sleep.
I actually woke up in the middle of the night thinking it was gunshots until I realized, oh, it's, you know, Miles Hudson and his Charger.
Resident Chris Allen, the city of Seattle is suing Hudson, say he owes over $80,000 in traffic and noise tickets. In April, a municipal judge ordered him to stop driving. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's your forecast for Monday morning as we start the day in southwest Wisconsin. It looks like some rain could be on the way today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, and a high in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy for the evening hours and a low of 62. Warm and sticky with occasional showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Tomorrow's high 83. Wednesday 74 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday. Thursday, mixed skies and cooler again. Spotty showers possible, a high of 70. Breaks of sun Friday and staying chilly. Isolated light showers and a high of 68. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 65, we have been as low as 63. And right now it is 64 degrees. Today is Monday, June 3rd. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, Star-Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
try to pray. All I got is her and these four words. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done.
Hillary Scott and the Scott family as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Maggie May doing the honors for our national anthem to begin not only the day, but the week here in Southwest Wisconsin. Phil Nee with you, stretching out. Oh, ouch, that hurt. Anyway, we're ready to go for the day and the week here in Southwest Wisconsin. Where do those weekends go? We had lots of things going on over the weekend. Some graduation parties yesterday and last night as well, so I'm really going to need that aerobic coconut to work off the pulled pork sandwiches and whatnot. But anyway, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on some sports for you. We'll have that in about 10 minutes or so. It was another good weekend for the Brew Crew and a tough weekend for the Chicago White Sox as well. Well, let's start those chores. Elvis, help us out.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number. That changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so color my baby.
Oh, she's Wednesday to another day again. Her personality unwinds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. Just when I think I know her well, her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
Maybe my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. Let your conscience be your guide.
Tell it like it is.
I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Let your conscience be your guide.
Tell it like it is.
Now I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride.
Archie Campbell and Loreen Mann on WRCO, and just Tell It Like It Is. 64 degrees in Richland Center. We tell it like it is today. Tony's new forecast has upped the daytime high today a little bit to 78 degrees. Starting today, Richland County Highway I in Westford Township and Willow Township will be closed for culvert replacement. This closure will be from County Highway II to Highway 58. The road will be impassable from Hawkins Creek Road to also Z, Scott Hill Road. The rest of County Highway I will remain open to local traffic only. It is anticipated to remain closed from today through June 13th due to the severity of the structure and the amount of work to replace the structure. So be aware of that for today. The Vernon County Over 50 will host a Tai Chi exercise at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall each Monday and Wednesday from 1 until 1:45. It will be streamed to the Viroqua and Ontario public libraries. The Village of Blue River will be flushing hydrants on Tuesday and Wednesday, June 4th and 5th. Water could appear rusty and discolor laundry. Reminders today from our community calendar on WRCO FM 100.9. Here's Glenn Campbell. Four degrees in Richland Center with cloudy skies today. It is 19 minutes after 5.
Calves were steady. Slaughter cow was stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold 620 and down. Beef crossbred calves up to 70 by the pound. And the heifers and out calves 160 to 310. Dairy slaughter cows sold from 102 to 129, beef cows 130 to 140, with a few thin, questionable health cows lower. Holstein feeder heifers 125 to 154, some 900 to 1150-pound Holstein steers 148 to 166. We had a black summer freshening beef cow at 2250, and the replacement beef bull sold from 2200 to 3100. If you have cattle to sell, looking to purchase, give us a call at 627-1401. Darren, Colton, or Jim will come out to your farm, give you a quote on your cattle, and what they could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your locally owned, managed market, serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Get ready to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy tradition. It's the 33rd Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. Join us on Saturday, June 8th at United Dreams Dairy, E8810 Zach Road in North Freedom, Wisconsin. The United Dreams Dairy team, along with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Committee, invite you and your family to enjoy a delicious breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Indulge in pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, and all the fixins while exploring educational and historical displays as well as equipment exhibits. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $4 for children age 7 to 12, and children 6 and under get in for free. Don't miss out on this dairy-filled event. There will be no shuttle buses. Make sure to mark your calendars and join us for the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 until 11. We'll see you there.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in home talent baseball, Dodgeville was a winner against Muscadet 13-0. Blanchardville 7-5 over Arena. Ridgeway 6, Wyota 5. Hollandale 2-0 over Scholesburg Benton. Belleville 10-5 over Argyle. And Verona beat Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 9-1. Middleton a 3-2 winner against Reedsburg. Black Earth 4, Wisconsin Dells 3. The Sauk Prairie Twins over Cazenovia 8-3. And Cross Plains topped Plain 4-3. Jackson Chirio hit a three-run home run, and the Milwaukee Brewers extended Chicago's slide to a season-high 11 games with a 6-3 victory over the White Sox. Gary Sanchez had a two-run single, and left fielder Christian Yelich threw out the potential tying run at the plate in the eighth inning as the National League Central leaders completed a three-game sweep. Milwaukee has won 4 in a row and 7 of 9 to move to a season-best 13 games over 500. How about those Brewers? Elsewhere yesterday, Washington 5-2 over Cleveland, Atlanta 3, Oakland 1, Texas 6-0 over Miami, Toronto 5, Pittsburgh 4, Kansas City 4-3 over San Diego, and the Yankees got the win against San Francisco 7-5. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Houston 3, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Baltimore, Detroit 8, Boston 4, Seattle 5-1 over the Angels. In the National League, Arizona 5-4 winners against the Mets, Cincinnati 5, the Cubs 2, Dodgers 4-0 over Colorado, and St. Louis was a winner against Philadelphia 5-4. From the NHL playoffs, Edmonton 2 and Dallas 1. A few scores for you this morning, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Here we go with the aerobic polka. I need it. Oh, ouch. Okay, we're going to stretch out and get ready. One and a two and a... All right, here we go. Thank you. you go, the She and Hee Haw Band and the old Prune Dumpling Polka. Get a little prune dumpling for breakfast today. From the Like the Milk Cow Show, we're a handful of minutes away from farm news and markets today. Here's Conway Twitty.
You came to me and you threw me with a simple goodbye. I beg your forgiveness, but you won't even try. You just say that it's all over, that you'll soon forget. Ah, but I still remember, I'm not through loving you. Some time to make the plans that we made come true. Now you're tiring of trying, and soon I'll regret that I couldn't hold you. I'm not through loving you. That we made come true, but you're tiring of trying, and soon I'll regret that I couldn't hold you. I'm not through loving you
yet. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. He'd rather spend his time out where the sky looks like a pearl after rain. Once again to see him walking, once again to hear him talking to the stars he makes and asking them for bus fare. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. He'd rather play his banjo in the morning when the moon is scarcely gone. In the dawn, the subway's coming. In the dawn, I hear him humming some old song he wrote of love and Boulder Canyon. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Guess he'd rather work up where the only thing you earn is what you spend. In the end, up in his office, in the end, a quiet cough is all he has to show. He lives in New York City.
John Denver on WRCO, my wife's favorite singer, and as far as I know, I didn't do anything wrong this last weekend, but it never hurts to be a little proactive and play a little Johnny D. We head toward a high of 78 later today. Sun peaks this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely today by midday. We're up 2 degrees from the overnight low. It's 64.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
More machinery layoffs are coming. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the Field Link podcast or ask your Helena representative. John Deere has announced its intent to lay off some of its global production and salaried workforce in the coming months. In a release, the company cited rising operational costs and declining market demand, leading to overall structural changes to reduce redundancy in roles and responsibilities. The company has already announced 684 layoffs this year between plants in Iowa and Illinois. An industry that continues to improve and evolve. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Young Cattlemen's Conference.
Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block says the shift in mindset from the nation's cattle and beef industry has elevated beef demand.
That quality improvement that we've seen across the industry is responsible for nearly all of the demand growth.
He tells Brownfield a little more than 20 years ago, just about 50% of the beef produced in the country graded choice and prime.
In 2023 and 2024, nearly 83% of that total supply will grade choice and prime.
So what changed? Block says the industry started producing a product consumers wanted.
Now the consumers are rewarding us for listening to the signal they're sending through the marketplace.
From Denver, Colorado, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A dairy forage specialist says grain farmers who missed the crop insurance planting deadline might want to look beyond a simple cover crop. Daniel Olson with Forage Innovations tells Brownfield USDA has changed the rules on prevent plant acres over the past several years.
Of course, you want the farmers to always talk to their crop insurance people, but there's two things that have changed. The one is that it freed up a little bit of what the definition of cover crops are that you can plant on these prevent plant acres. And then the other is the timing of harvest.
And he says there's no longer a November 1st harvesting limitation for cover crop forage. Olson says corn and soybean producers might find growing the right forage on prevent plant acres is a better option, but if the plan is to sell that forage to a dairy farm, Olson says have a buyer lined up before planting anything.
Farmers are in a fairly solid inventory situation, and that hasn't been the case for a while. And so that could limit the opportunities in some neighborhoods to sell products, especially if they're not extremely high quality.
Olson says prevent plant gives corn and soybean producers an opportunity to apply manure and grow a useful cover crop while controlling weeds and improving soil health. The USDA price indices for April were nearly steady with March. The index of prices received up 0.2%. The index of prices paid also down 0.2%. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the week with some business, and cash hogs were steady to lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some light trade reported in the north on Friday, with dress deals at $3.01, $3 lower than the previous week. The majority of southern live business took place on Thursday at $1.86, a dollar lower than the week prior. Asking prices were firm around $1.87 plus in the south and $3.03 to $3.05. in the north. At Lamoni Livestock in Iowa, feeder steers under 600 pounds sold $11 to $22 lower compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers under 550 pounds sold mostly $20 higher compared to the most recent sale, and feeder heifers over 550 pounds were $2 to $5 lower. USDA says the supply was moderate to heavy and included a few load lots of yearling cattle. Demand was reported to be good, and the feeder supply included 61% steers, with 43% of the offering being over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down 84 cents at $3.1320. Select 81 cents lower at $3.0171. The choice select spread was $11.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hog markets were steady to lower on Friday, with very light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers had their near-term needs taken care of and were able to save some money, with questions about sustained domestic demand. Wholesale pork did end the week with a gain, but it remains to be seen if that continues after retailers finish restocking following Memorial Day weekend. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 46 cents, with a base range of $83 to $90 and weighted average of $86.90. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at 55, slaughter sows were steady at 36 to 39, boars were priced at $12. Pork values closed higher on Friday, up $1.30 at $103.25. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were lower, pressured by the cash and wholesale business during the session. Lean hog futures were up modestly on the higher midday move in pork and solid weekly export sales. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly at 190 live and 301 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are down, expecting the USDA to report good planting progress Monday. July beans were 4¾ lower at 1205. August was down 4½ at 1203½. July corn is 2½ lower at 4.46¼. September is down 3¾ at 4.54. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by the cash and wholesale business during the session. June live is down $1 at 181.55, and August was 1.32 lower at 178.45. August feeders were down 2.67 at 2.56.40. But with pork higher at midday and a good week for export sales, June hogs were up 37 cents at 94.35. July lean was 17 higher at 97.12. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The U.S. isn't the only country looking to make agriculture more sustainable. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Turns out agricultural sustainability is a global thing. Two big reasons. It's the right thing to do in any individual country. And second, countries trade ag products with each other. And there's increasing demand for sustainability between trading partners. In Canada, work started on a sustainability framework nearly a decade ago. Tyler McCann is with the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute.
I think in Canada, what we saw is, in the agriculture context, a lot of investment and a lot of action before we saw the strategy. And we haven't got to the point yet where we're connecting that all together. And we saw a fertilizer target out on its own. We saw significant investments out on its own without something to tie it all together. The government's working on that now. They are developing a sustainable agriculture strategy, but we're not there yet.
McCann says a new report from the Canadian Commissioner for the Environment suggests continuing the pursuit.
We need programs that are long-term. The report criticized the government for effectively taking a long time to get programs up and running and then not having very long lifetimes, life cycles for those programs. This is not something that we change overnight. We need to see longer-term commitments from a policy perspective to get outcomes at the end of the day.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchie Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Vaccinating against methane production? That's a possibility. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. An air quality specialist says methane-reducing vaccines for cattle are still a long way from being market-ready. Frank Mittlerner with the University of California, Davis tells Brownfield New Zealand's dairy industry has been exploring the use of vaccines for some time.
And there are now a few promising ones. You give a cow a shot, a vaccine for methane, and then her immune system will attack those microbes that produce methane.
He says advancements with mRNA vaccine technology have accelerated research, but approval will need to come from the Food and Drug Administration, and that could be lengthy.
There seems to be a few companies that, when I talk to them, feel bullish about hitting the market soon with vaccines. I have not seen anything market ready yet.
Mittlerner is currently studying the impact an increased beef dairy cross has on methane production, as well as early life interventions to reduce methane in calves. The USDA Dairy Index for April of 2024 was 1% lower than March and 0.5% below April of last year. The average milk price, $20.50 per hundredweight, a decline of 20 cents on the month and 10 cents on the year. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry way up a penny, closing at 41.5 with three sales. The cheese market very quiet Friday. 40-pound blocks unchanged at 181. Cheese barrels unchanged at 194. No cheese sales recorded. The butter price continues to climb after falling Wednesday. It's up 6 cents Friday to 309, but no sales. Now I've had dry milk up a half cent to 116 and 3 quarters with 6 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information mornings and afternoons online with John Perkins in the Brownfield Market Minute. Go to Brownfield Ag News or our social media channels.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's a look at today's forecast for the WRCO listening area. A high of 78, some sun peaks this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely today by midday. Showers ending this evening, then mostly cloudy, a low of 62. Tuesday, mixed skies, warm and humid, isolated showers or thunderstorms, and a high of 83. Thunderstorms likely Tuesday night and a low of 61. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and less humid. A slight chance of a shower and a high of 76. Right now in Richland Center, skies have kind of clouded a little bit. And after the midnight reading of 65, we were at 75 for a high yesterday. It's 64 degrees. This is the Light in the Milk House Show.
The summer winds of Santa Fe blew across my mind today. A long and lonesome road. On my mind there's a heavy load. Her name's Renee and she waits in Santa Fe. Hey, hey, Santa Fe, I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, sweet Renee, I promised I'd be back someday. I've come to ride, I've rode the train, the boats of Portland, Maine. It's a rough old life, living from day to day. I've rolled along as a lumberjack, I've been rolled in hat and sack. The scars of hell still stick upon my mind. Hey, hey, Santa Fe, I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, sweet Renee, I promised I'd be back someday. I've searched the free and open skies, and now I realize that whispered call has haunted me since then. As morning sun begins to rise, not just one more day to ride on this one-way ticket.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO. From the Lost and Found, a lost dog in the Twin Bluffs area, a black Labrador about a year old. She has an orange reflective collar. Answers to Chloe, and a reward is being offered. The number to call is 608-383-4405. 383-4405. If you've seen that young Labrador dog in the Twin Bluffs area and beyond, here is Waylon Jennings on the Light in the Milk House Show.
I'm not here to forget you, I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't want to get over you,
I don't want to get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise. I let slide down the slot, playing those songs sung blue. Help me remember you. I don't want to get over you. A fresh roll of quarter, same old song. Missing you through and through. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise for all the silver that I let slide down the slot. Playing those songs sung blue. Help me remember you. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you.
WRCO FM, the home of the Light in the Mill Cow Show. Tony's weather is next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, there's a large mass of rain this morning stretching from northwest Wisconsin back into Minnesota and northwest Iowa. Most of that will hang off to the north and west of us today. It'll be kind of mild and humid out ahead of it. We could see a stray shower pop up. Otherwise, tomorrow looks even warmer and on the muggy side as well as dew points climb up well into the 60s. We do have a good chance of widespread thunderstorms Tuesday evening as a cold front approaches. Some of those could be on the strong side, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Now, as we get into Tuesday night again, that rain should be over us, but gradually shifting east. Behind that front, it will gradually turn cooler for the second half of the week. It'll be breezy as well, and just a couple of little disturbances swinging in from Canada could spark some isolated light showers. That trend will continue up through Friday or Saturday before some drier and warmer weather kicks back in. Here's that forecast for today. Look for sun peaks in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by midday with highs in the upper 70s. South to southeast wind 8 to 15. Tonight showers ending in the evening, mostly cloudy, low at 62. Tomorrow mixed skies, warm and humid with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high near 83. South wind between 10 and 15. Tuesday night, thunderstorms likely in the evening. Some could be on the strong side with heavy rain, so keep an eye on the situation. Low at 61. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and less humid with a slight chance of a shower. High temperature 76. Thursday, mixed skies, breezy and cool. A few brief and light showers possible. Low 54, high 68. Friday, partly sunny, maybe some isolated light showers. Low 49 with a high of 71. Saturday, partly sunny and a touch warmer, high 74. Sunday's high, 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
64 with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 75. The record high for June 3rd, 91 in 1948. Record low, 36 in 1956. Last year's high was 90 and the low 61. Sunset will happen at 8:36 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:23 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.81. No precipitation today. After a low of 62, it is 64 degrees.
WRC.